You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dog Pound, join the official fan club of the Browns backers. Join now and take your experience as a Browns fan to a whole new level with exclusive access, giveaways, Browns backer watch parties, and more. Register now for free at fans.clevelandbrowns.com. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, bringing Mr. Jason Gibbs. Gibbs, how you doing?
I'm well, boys.
Gibbs, what about the Cavaliers? 11 in a row.
Dude, and now the owners of the longest winning streak in the NBA after the Hawks lost last night.
I know, and they're doing it with Kevin Love struggling from the floor, and it doesn't seem to matter.
I think Kevin Love might be hurt.
He still pulled 15 boards last night in the victory over the 76ers. 15 boards, LeBron 18, Kyrie 24, J.R. Smith 12. How about my guy, Mozgov, with 10, 8, and 5 blocks.
Celebrated by eating an entire large pizza last night.
You did or Mozgov did?
Mozgov. Yeah, well, that's a tremendous question.
That was awesome.
That would ruin my diet.
Diet?
Are you on a diet right now?
I'm just trying to eat a little bit better, that's all.
Clean it up a little bit? So what are you giving up as a part of this diet?
It's just eating smarter. I'm not giving
only
up
only drink
anything.
A dozen instead of a case of beer?
Is Casey Koulis also, I see on from his Twitter.
Koulis is on some kind of intense diet. And it's not so much a diet as so much as he has a lot of pain in his body, and they just don't know where it's coming from. So losing weight is an option that they're looking at right now for him. So, I'm just trying to eat a little bit better. That's all. I had a salad for lunch. I got a six ounces of chicken breast to eat as soon as we're done here.
Cute.
You have it measured to the ounce?
I do.
My goodness.
Do you have a food scale?
I do.
I need one.
What is the heaviest orange that you've ever weighed?
Never weighed oranges.
Okay.
But, you know, just when you're figuring out meat, it's X amount of ounces of chicken or beef, and you just have to weigh it out. And you got you got to eat like 4 or 5 times a day.
You're right. I've actually eaten with a bodybuilder before out in public, and it was at a sushi restaurant. And he pulled out a food scale out of his bag.
Yep.
And he weighed out the sushi. Like, he ordered like 20 rolls of sushi. And he weighed them out individually to make sure they coincided with his diet. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
I just eat a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Give me more sushi. All right, after further review, Gibbs.
After further review.
Question number one today, boys. How many players away are the Browns from being a Super Bowl contender?
According to that ESPN article, the answer is seven.
I'm going to go with, I'm going to say 5. I think we're closer than people may think, but in some cases, it's really just one great player at the right position, and I believe that we will contend highly in our division, which would make us a playoff team immediately, and would be those other 4 players, both offensively and defensively, more so maybe one defensive player and 3 offensive players would make us a Super Bowl contender.
I'm going to say 1. You got to have the quarterback. Once you get the quarterback, if you're in the top half of the league, that position, you're a Super Bowl contender. In addition to that, though, if I was really fleshing it out, I would, for the Browns, want, you know, a quarterback. I think you need another big-time receiver. I think you need a tight end, whether it be bringing Jordan Cameron back or addressing that in free agency or the draft. I think you're probably 1 or 2 defensive linemen away. I'm happy with where you're at linebacker, and I'm happy on the defensive backfield.
That's 5. So we agree?
We'll agree.
All right.
But I think it's really the true answer is 1.
Yes.
You put Tom Brady on the Browns, they're a Super Bowl contender right now. Put Aaron Rodgers on the Browns, Super Bowl contender right now.
Yes.
Even Tony Romo, Super Bowl contender right now.
Yes. No, get out of here.
Yes.
Get your Romo love out of here.
Yes.
No way.
Tell me why not.
What's he done in the playoffs?
Tony Romo is a very, very good quarterback.
God, no.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
I am not a Tony Romo fan.
The Browns are 5 players away. Oh, by the way, they're 7th on that list, as it was pointed out to me, at 5 players away.
Oh, 7th with 5 players. Yes. You're right. So we were right.
Without even knowing. That was pointed out to me by our listener, Mr. Tony Columba. I hope I said that right.
Tony Romo. Not saying I wouldn't take him right now on this football team.
Tony Romo is awesome.
One
of the best fourth quarter quarterbacks ever. Give me a break.
One of the best quarterbacks ever?
Fourth quarter quarterbacks ever.
That.
In terms of rating, come from behind victories, yes.
Fine.
A fact.
Fine. I will give that to you.
You will.
What's he done for you in the playoffs?
I like Tony Romo.
All right, you Romo lover.
After further review.
Question number two. You guys touched on it earlier in the show. Should Tom Brady have been Super Bowl 49 MVP, or should Malcolm Butler have been the MVP?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, hands down.
100%.
Why? They don't win without Malcolm Butler.
The guy went down with a 10-point deficit against the best defense in the league, went 13-15 for over 132 touchdowns, flawless on the last drive. When you're the quarterback and the game's on the line, when you're behind and you march your field down and you score the touchdown, you have done it.
It wasn't
you
the
have
last
done it.
Drive.
Tom, terrific.
I'm not saying that Tom shouldn't
Tom
have been
terrific.
One of the top two.
The guy threw four touchdowns. The guy made plays all game long.
Now, you could say most valuable play would go to Malcolm Butler, but player?
At the time, yeah.
But player.
He saved the game.
So?
He won the game for New England. He won the game.
Could he have won the game with that interception if it weren't for Tom Brady?
I don't know if you can make
Silence.
That argument. I don't know if you can ask that question.
I just did ask
I don't
it.
Think you can, though.
I just did.
No. At the end of the day, he made the play. He made the play that won the game.
Because Tom Brady had scored a touchdown. Again, in the fourth quarter. His second passing touchdown in the fourth quarter. The guy threw four touchdowns. The guy set a record for completions in a Super Bowl.
I loved what Tom Brady did. I'm not taking anything away from Tom Brady. I'm just saying something to think about.
He's giving the guy the truck, for crying
out
loud.
Hold on, wait. Let me think about it. No, you're wrong. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Move on.
I don't like either one of you right now.
You're welcome.
After further review.
Question number three. Would you offer Russell Wilson a max contract? If not, what would you offer him to keep him in Seattle?
I personally would say because of two things. I believe because of the last two football games that he played, one in the Super Bowl, one in the AFC Championship, there are questions about him as a player and his production. I think that also, too, a lot of it has to do with how solid his running game is and how great that defense is. So I think he's a system guy right now. Could he have won the football game with the New England Patriots?
No.
Or with the Green Bay Packers? I don't believe so. So that being said, that's one reason I don't believe he deserves max money or to be paid as the highest quarterback in the league. And then also, too, something that Nathan brought up earlier is him participating in irrelevant sports like baseball. When you're about to get paid $20+ million, yet you're meandering around, you know, in off-season training for a sport that's not football.
Didn't he already fail at baseball?
He was drafted. He participated a little bit last year. I think that he must enjoy it.
What,
he
win the participation
but
ribbon
But it'll be
or
fun
something?
In games. Host
a
charity wiffle ball tournament
ribbon.
Or something,
that's
you know
ribbon.
What I mean? Host a charity softball that's tournament.
Purple ribbon.
So,
what?
In my eyes, he's a $15 to $18 million a year guy, if you're going to give him that kind of money. Because of the success he's had in 3 years, but he's not a $20+ million guy because that would put him in about the top seven of the National Football League, and we all know that he's not that.
And I think that's something we can do this week as well, as you know, come down and or maybe early next week, look at the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. I just don't believe Russell Wilson's amongst them.
No.
Not a top 10.
I don't think that he is. I mean, we'll go through it, and maybe he'll sneak into the back end of my top 10, but I think if, like, the point that you made, if you put him on in a different system, I don't think he's having the kind of success that he is. And I like Russell Wilson, but I don't think he's a max contract guy. I think the reason that the Seahawks have been able to be so successful is because they had a top half of the league quarterback. They had and were able to invest all of their money elsewhere because Wilson's been so cheap for them. I think that once you put Wilson at that level, it's going to really hurt the rest of that roster.
They have a lot of decisions to make too.
Yes, they
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
They've got
which
some...
will affect them getting back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Is Marshawn Lynch back next year?
I don't know.
I say yes.
I think he will be too, but I don't know.
Double his salary, they are.
Yeah, but are they really going to do that? Why would you do that? Makes no sense to do that.
They'll
be able to draft Todd Gurley or Gordon at the end of the first round.
Turbin's the playmaker.
And they drafted Kristen Michael from Texas A&M the second round 2 years ago. And they like that guy too.
That makes it even worse if you double the guy's salary and you didn't give him the carry that would have won you the Super
yes,
Bowl.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
What does that say about your front office and your coaching staff?
I mean, I don't know that's necessarily a bad thing. It's just I'm just saying it was, you know, in my opinion, they should have been more judicious.
Big word Tuesday.
BWT.
After further review.
What a BWT.
Final question of the day. Pull out your crystal ball, gentlemen. Who's playing in Super Bowl 50 next year? Right now, your early Super Bowl prediction.
My early Super Bowl prediction, I'm going to go back and I'm going to say the Green Bay Packers with Aaron Rodgers still very, very much so in his prime we'll get the Green Bay Packers back because I think they're going to look very similar to the way they did this year. They're not going to lose Randall Cobb. They've got Jordy Nelson. They've got Eddie Lacy, James Starks. So they've got all their same weapons offensively. And I don't think you might lose A.J. Hawk. You know, they, of course, have made some coaching changes, so I think that's only going to be for the better there. So Green Bay coming out of the NFC. And if I had to say AFC, oh, man, I would say the Baltimore Ravens.
What?
To make the Super Bowl right now.
Why?
They've got a good defense. They've got a top 15 quarterback in Joe Flacco. And they, too, seem like a football team that is can play through any type of weather. And they just somehow figure things out and play well late in the season.
They just put players in their system and they have success.
Correct.
It's just Pittsburgh and it's like New England, unfortunately.
I'm going to go with the Dallas Cowboys and
Get
Tony Romo.
Out of here. That garbage. That guy's garbage.
And the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, Homer.
Five players away, Gibbs.
Yeah, that's a murky crystal ball,
we
buddy.
We have 10 picks.
No,
I would probably
out of that ball?
I think New England's going right back. I think New England's going right back.
How many more Super Bowls do you think Belichick and Brady have?
One more?
I think if they play, I'll say Brady's got four more seasons. He'll play till he's 40. They'll make two, win one more, and lose the other.
See, I think Brady, it's like when the quarterback starts to go, man, it goes quick. I just can't see him playing 4 years. I could be totally wrong on that, but I think 2 years, maybe 3 years, and then it's going to go, and it's going to go quickly.
I think they go back next year.
Why do you say that?
So I think they've got it. I think they're good. They got to keep Revis, though.
They do have to keep Revis.
Yeah, they do.
He's a difference maker.
He's a huge difference maker.
You give him $20 million in the bat of an eye.
He's a huge difference maker. Yes, Revis.
Everybody can be – everyone in that defensive backfield can be slightly above average around him.
I also wouldn't be surprised to see, some of the veterans there with the Patriots take, massive pay cuts to try to give them one more run. I feel that's the one organization where it could happen.
I think that, and then I think also too is, if the Patriots wanted to, and I know it kind of goes against their ways, I could see some free agents, some marginal free agents, taking lesser money to go win a championship in New England and be a part of that and how special it is. I think what they do and how often they win is the best recruiting of talent that you could possibly have.
I think that's very true. Like, if you were at this point in your career, towards the end of your career, and the Patriots said, listen, we like the way you play. You play the right way for us. Would you come in here and take a small salary to get a shot at a
Super Bowl?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think just to be – just
how much is the players – for example, though, on that. So let's say you're at that point. What would the veteran minimum be?
Nine, ten.
Okay, so 9-10. What is the threshold that a team that doesn't have a chance to go to the Super Bowl could offer you for 1 year where then you would – at that point, it would be too much for you to pass up?
1.5.
So let's just
$600,000 discrepancy.
The Jags offer you 1.5. You're a free agent right now. The Jags are offering you 1.5. The Patriots are offering you 9-10, and you're going Jags.
Who's going to the Jags?
No, I'm not. No. No. And here's my explanation. I know it just goes against exactly what everything I said.
It did. It was a very quick turnaround.
It does. But the part of the reason is because going to Jacksonville would feel like work, and I would hate going to work and feeling like I'm getting no result. And a lot of that has to do, as I've said, not really feeding into the negative culture that has been the Cleveland Browns and the losing culture that has been, because I was actively, with other teams and winning football games. So a lot of I'm not coming across presumptuous by any means, but it's like I haven't lost a lot in my life, whether it's high school, college, or pros. I've had, two losing seasons in all my years of competition. So I couldn't actively talk myself into taking more money to go play for a loser and sell myself in for that coach pitching me Super Bowl victory or playoffs, and we're going to beat the Texans and we're going to beat the Colts this year two times, and all these other things, because I think it would be just a facade. Whereas I would legitimately walk into New England and say, this is the end of my career. I can do it again, and I'm still making great money and be a part of something very special and win a lot of football games.
But let's say, so then say it's a team like Cincinnati. It's been to the playoffs every year. You don't really know if you're a Super Bowl contender with Andy Dalton, but they offered you more money. That's where the money would matter.
Yeah, it would.
You wouldn't go to like a bottom quarter of the NFL team. But if you're in, you know, a playoff potential team, money would make a difference for a team that you think is like a surefire Super Bowl contender.
Absolutely. And I think also, too, what comes into play is if it's tough to answer this question just focused on 1 year. If this is my last year, because you're not guaranteed that it's your last year. But then also, too, is, okay, I'll take less money that if I prove myself New England for 9-10 and we go win a lot of football games, maybe we win a Super Bowl, maybe we don't. But do I have an option to sign if I do right by you, do you do right by me, and sign a 2-year, 3-year deal? So I'm at that 1-5 number if I prove myself, as opposed to taking more money somewhere else and becoming a cap casualty after 1 year. And then I'm back in that same situation, you know, weighing, do I even want to play? Do I want to go here? Because that's a lot of the reason what the end of my career was about and why I kind of stepped away was, you know, I get to go get on a plane and sign a contract, but I have a family and kids and, you know, and moving and all those things affiliated with, you know, keeping some dream alive. And I also, too, it's a lot like Jim Leonard. To be able to say, you know what? I had a great career, you know, and I'm walking away under my terms. Would I have loved to, you know, sign somewhere? Absolutely.
Were you happy, though, to go out as a Super Bowl champion?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. You know, there's no better way. My last collegiate football game was a national championship, and my last professional football game was a Super Bowl, and I won both.
So, like, if you win, like, are there even radio Emmys, Gibbs?
The Marconis.
Yeah, so are you going to, like, win a Marconi and then quit radio?
Yes, and I'll go TV.
And then an Emmy, and he'll quit that. Then the movies,
yes.
Oscar.
Yes, Oscar.
Oscar.
And then that. I'll mic drop, and I'll fade off in the sunset.
Then you're done.
Peace. Yep.
Then you're done. So
then I'll start hosting the pool parties on a weekly basis.
This is something I want to know, Gibbs. I want your answer, too. So your birthday, what did you order? What was your birthday meal?
My birthday meal was my wife and I went to Hyde Park, Crocker Park, and we did the Asian calamari as a starter. No salads. We both had a glass of Merlot for my birthday. And then I did a 22-ounce bone-in ribeye.
Strong.
Medium.
Strong.
With a 1-pound baked potato.
Strong.
My wife did this. It's Chilean sea bass. So essentially with the – I only ate a half – actually, I ate 3/4 of the potato. So you got to figure 22 ounces of the steak, bone-in, take it out, maybe, okay, 18 ounces. And then I ate about – 12 ounces of the potato.
So you had about 30 ounces of meat and potatoes.
Yes, I did.
Not to mention the calamari.
Calamari.
Gibbs, yeah. What do you go with on your birthday?
You know what? I usually don't go out for the birthday. Usually mom does a little homemade dinner for me. Does a little chicken parm and pasta.
Gibbs, when is your birthday?
May 17th.
May 17th.
My wife's Gibbs or day. My mom's birthday is May 19th.
There you go.
There you go.
I go prime rib, king of all the meats.
I
don't think there's anything better.
I mean, like last year, we just took a bunch of my friends. We all went to Dollar Dog Night at the Indians game. Drank some beers and hot dogs. Like, I'm not.
Took a bunch of his friends, Wilhelm. Did you go?
No. No, me neither. I didn't make the list.
That's all right. I'm still waiting for my invite for last
for
Wednesday's
night.
Cavs
for last
game.
Wednesday.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that was payback for Dollar Dog Night with a bunch of friends. Ours was only like three people.
We're even now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
we can start over.
Yeah. Perfect.
Clates are slain.
Yeah. The slain and the white
clean. You know, I mean.
I think you said the clates are slain.
Did I?
I think you did.
That's all good.
You know, like the one a couple of years ago, we went over to Northfield Park.
What?
Went to Northfield Park, bet some ponies. Every year, I just try to do something different.
Something different. Something fun.
Yeah, something fun. And then, you know, get together with the fam, and that's when we'll do, you know, we do some kind of nice meal. Do a sit down.
Little smorgy. Little poo-poo platter.
The poo-poo platter. All right. Well, tomorrow we're gonna get KJ in here. Hump day with KJ. We'll get him in here.
Is that officially a go?
We'll get into the mailbag. Yeah, and you know what? He also, you know, he had a very good article right now, ClevelandBrowns.com, talking about Terrence West's offseason regimen. He is, you know, throwing haymakers out there,
throwing
doing some
blows.
Boxing. Boxing's a great workout,
yeah,
by the way.
There's title boxing in Westlake. It's great. It's
it
a great
is.
Workout.
All right. Coming up next, the Golden Boys will be with you here. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks, of course, to Ross Tucker for joining us. And thanks to our great producer, Jason Gibbs. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying, appreciate you tuning in to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
See ya.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.